Hello and welcome to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network special interview. If you're a fan of pro wrestling in Ontario, odds are my guest today will be on the show that you are attending, the pro wrestling show that you're attending in Ontario. In addition, he is the new Barry Wrestling World Champion. Very happy to welcome back to the show, finally, after a long, long absence, the one and only Reverso. Reverso, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Lewis. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. First and foremost, can I say congratulations. New addition coming to your family March 2023. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. That's awesome. I appreciate it. We're very happy. We're blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. And another congratulations again. Congratulations on winning that title that's right in front of you, the Barry Wrestling. I said world title. It's heavyweight championship. It's not a world title, right? I'm sorry.
It is.
A world title. Okay, I'm sorry. So the Barry Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship. You won it last night, so congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a hard-fought match. It's honestly, if you're a fan of pro wrestling anywhere in the world, not just in Ontario, it's worth the price of IWTV just to check it out. So anyone that's familiar with IWTV and independent wrestling altogether, it's worth it. I've been on there in Kaizen Wrestling. I've been on in other promotions, but that one match alone is worth the price. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, even Josh Alexander was he actually posted that he's watching the match. He said his match is over, but he's excited about the main event that's going on. And again, your opponent, Gabriel Fuerza. So tell me a little bit about the match against Gabriel Fuerza and how it felt when the referee went 1-2-3, or if you won by submission and the title became yours.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it in case anyone does want to go out there and watch to see how it does finish.
Okay.
But anyone that's familiar with us in our history, they know that we've been back and forth with each other. We have a long history that goes back over a year. And then under a year ago, Fuerza was the one who actually took my mask off my face. He goaded me into a mask versus hair match. And he knew he had the tools to take that match. So he sort of pulled one over on me. And I don't know. I mean, I did agree to it, but also maybe I didn't know what I was getting into, because there was a part of me that I never thought I would lose it. I never thought I was capable of it, and never had to look forward to that. But now I'm outside of my comfort zone, and I was able to go into Barry Wrestling in that position. It was something that's just, the opportunity was amazing. But to be able to get that match and, like you said, come away with this afterwards, it was a special feeling. It was definitely a special feeling.
I could imagine. And I have plenty of questions about the mask coming up. I'm glad you brought it up. But now that you're the Barry Wrestling World Champion, that automatically puts a target on your back. How does it feel? Are you ready for all challenges? How does it feel being that you're the one being chased now instead of you chasing after the title?
Well, that's definitely a good point. I cannot use the element of surprise anymore. I mean, if there was people out there that weren't familiar with what I was capable of, then they definitely are familiar with that now. I'm sure that Fuerza is very angry with the way that things developed. So he might be the first one that I have to deal with getting back into Barry Wrestling. But anyone else that's looking to take a shot at this, they're welcome. They're welcome, for sure. I'm willing to accept all and any challenge.
Even me, if I want a shot, can I get a shot at the title?
Tomorrow, let's go.
I'll pass. I don't think I could take a bump. I remember when I was with you at the training facility, you wouldn't let me run the ropes because you thought I was going to fall right through them.
Oh, wow. You have to sign a waiver, kid.
So, yeah, I don't think I'll be challenging you anytime soon. You mentioned the mask. Now, I know I have a lot of subscribers that always – They'll ask me, where's Reverso? Where's Reverso? They know you from Impact Wrestling, a lot of Impact Wrestling fans. Now they remember you with the mask. So you mentioned that Gabriel Fuerza beat you. You had to remove the mask. So what made you to accept the match like that? Because the mask is something that was defining you as a wrestler. So what went through your head saying, I'm going to accept this match? And if I lose the mask, I lose the mask.
Well, first, it was I have a lot of respect for Fuerza, despite of our history. Even the person that you have the most turmoil with, you can always respect their ability and their talent. And that's first off, I respected him, and the fact that he offered that match. It's such a staple in traditional lucha wrestling, and I have such a respect for lucha wrestling So I thought that by winning a match like that, it would just establish me as a lucha wrestler. So I, like I said, I went into that match and I did not think about losing. It did not enter my mind. And it wasn't until I'd have to say that maybe I had taken a couple of big moves, maybe that Northern Lights under the side of the ring, that it even entered my mind as a possibility. So so then that caught me by surprise. Yeah. And people that are familiar with me with the mask on, I would definitely say you're going to see a different product now that I don't have the mask, but it's going to be one that's, I feel, is more human. I'm able to connect with people more. One of the things that the mask did is it protected me. It made me feel like a superhero, like a Marvel character. Mm-hmm. And without it, I still carry it with me. It's something that I'm always going to respect. But without it, I'm definitely more human.
So as I mentioned, the mask was one of the things that defined you as a wrestler. So tell me about the reinvention of your character and the direction you took with it.
Well, just walking out, I have a chip on my shoulder that I want to hide, that now I have something to prove, that without that mask on, when I was just getting into the business, I was so small. I was, you know what I mean? That pimply faced kid that was underweight. no one thought I belonged in the ring. And with that mask on, it helped establish me as a character. It helped make me belong in there. And now without it, I feel like I have to work that much harder, but also I have this experience behind me, and it's something that the new direction of the character is, it's basically like I have an open wound across my chest, and I'm doing the best that I can to heal that and to move forward with that scar.
I've noticed the new characters, you're a lot more intense. You're a lot more intense in the ring. And I've noticed that. I'm just watching you. Like, I've watched some of the Kaizen matches, and I get nervous just watching. I'm like, oh my God, he's so intense. So intense. But I've noticed that. Am I right? So you're a lot more intense.
Oh, definitely. I'd have to say that since losing the mask, my perception definitely has changed. And I have noticed little things around the peripherals where that intensity, it's benefited so many others, and people use everything they can to their advantage to try and get ahead. Even professional sports, you know what I mean? The New England Patriots were deflating balls. The Astros, they were, you know what I mean? They're banging on trash cans. The best of the best, they utilize every tactic that they can to their advantage. And that's something that since losing the mask, I've learned that if I want to get that step ahead, I might need to do it. And, just dropping a little hint, maybe that's what you'll see if you go back and watch that IWTV match against Squirza.
Do you know when it's going to be available? I have IWTV. Is it on there now, or is it
going to be? It might be, it's going to be soon. Like I was told last night that it's going to be on there, so I'm very excited to see that.
I'm definitely going to check that out. Looking forward to it. And the intensity helped you win that wonderful title that's right in front of you. So it's working out for you, man. It's working out for you. So how long did it take for you to get used to wrestling without the mask? I mean, all the years wrestling with the mask, how long did it take for you to get used to wrestling without the mask?
I'd say one match, believe it or not. Okay. After the first match that I had, because I didn't know exactly what to expect after that first match. But I remember I told myself I was never really going to be one of those like hardcore wrestlers that uses weapons or anything like that, that bleeds all the time or anything. And then in that first match, I was so used to wearing the mask that I get really close to certain things, and I took a shot and I wasn't afraid of it because like I was so used to the mask protecting me, but it wasn't there to protect me. And I got cut open. I was bleeding the very first match that I had. So after that first moment, it was like an eye opener, like, oh, okay, I have to do things a little differently now. And then that next match, I was good to go. So after that first match, which was a little like, you know, a touching feeling, like getting used to things moment. Then after that, it was hit the ground running.
All right. So is the mask gone forever? Or if like a promoter says, we want reversal, but we want the mask. Could the mask ever come back, or is the mask gone forever?
Gone forever, unfortunately. Okay. We've had some talks, and there's been some things that have happened in the past. But tradition's a tradition. And once it's gone, it's gone. So I still am going to. Like I said, I'm still going to carry it with me. And just because something's gone doesn't mean that they're forgotten or it's forgotten. But I'm still always going to carry it with me. It's always going to be a part of who I am.
Okay, man. Fair enough. Can I have one of the masks then if you're not going to use it anymore?
Hey,
Maybe
yeah.
I'll work on the truck with the mask on.
Yeah, you'll have to throw it on the shelf there back behind you for a couple of podcasts.
Okay, so recently you're at the Kaizen Wrestling, a fatal four-way match. The original match wasn't able to take place due to some of your opponents that had come down unfortunately with COVID. But a fatal four-way match against Bobby Boyette, Justine Ward, Guerrero Seiya. I'm sorry. I watched the match. Excellent match. It's on IWTV right now. Your thoughts on your three opponents and your thoughts on Kaizen Wrestling. I see you wearing the shirt, so you must appreciate Kaizen Wrestling.
Oh, I love it. I love Kaizen. It's a great, great promotion, great atmosphere. Everything is just tremendous, top-notch, welcoming community. Unfortunately, COVID did sweep through the community at that time and claimed a couple of the wrestlers on the show. It was very hard. But the ones that filled in, like Justine, is a tremendous talent, under a year in the business, believe it or not. So for them to perform the way that they did during that match, it's just unbelievable, in my opinion. And Guerrero's Guerrero. He's he's a lucha just legend. He's building his stories up here in Canada right now, and he's doing a tremendous job of it. As you can see, he's incredibly athletic and gifted. He can move like no other. It was something else to be in there again with Guerrero. And then Bobby Boyette. That was my first time in the ring with Bobby, and what a character, what a wrestler, what a, you know what I mean? So strong, unbelievably fast for his size too, and just quite the character, I would say. He's definitely going somewhere for sure. He's good.
And you mentioned Justine, fantastic talent. Justine told me that the first time Justine ever got in the ring was a scramble match, and that's the first match that I saw Justine compete in, and I didn't know it was Justine's first match, right? And I'm like, Justine told me, like, that's my first match, and I'm like, holy crap, that was your first match. Justine's got a lot of talent. Justine is gonna go far in this business, I think.
I think so too. I think so too. I couldn't believe that last year, because I had went in September of the previous year. So it was 1 year ago they were watching me wrestle, and then just 1 year later in the ring with me and just keeping up, keeping pace without even, so that to me really impressed me.
Yeah, we need what we need though is one-on-one Reverso versus Guerrero Seiya, one-on-one. Has that ever happened, or that never happened? Has that
It
happened?
has not happened, and I think it's going to happen, because as you saw, that intensity, I wasn't going to let him steal that match from me. So I use that intensity in that match right there. And unfortunately, if you're not upsetting a few people in this business, then you're not doing things right. So I don't know if you saw the way that that match ended, but he was not very happy with me.
No,
So
no.
unfortunately, I ended up taking that win. It was worth it for me in the end. And if he wants to do it in Ontario, I'm willing anytime.
Put the title on the line would be awesome. That would be a terrific, terrific match,
Thank you.
you against Guerrero Seiya. I want to stick with Kaizen for a second. I know it happened a few months ago, but I want to talk about the match with Kobe Crisis, because that was an absolute freaking classic match. So tell me about the match. I was hoping for a rematch. I was hoping you were going to get another shot at the title. That match was even Kobe was like, that was a TV match, and I agree. That match was on TV. It would have gotten huge ratings, man. Huge, huge, fantastic freaking match, man. So tell me about the match with Kobe Crisis and your thoughts on Kobe, and are we gonna ever get a rematch?
First I will say that it was my favorite match of 2021. It was an amazing match. We did tell a great story, and I tried to power through that shoulder injury, and unfortunately it was just too much in the end. But I have nothing but respect and love and admiration for Kobe. He was a former Can-Am graduate. We have a lot of familiarity with each other, and I believe that that's one of the reasons why the match turned out the way that it did, and why he was able to get the upper hand in the end in that one. But a one-on-one again, a rematch, I think that there's a possibility, but also there might be something else coming up down the line with that too. I mean, Kobe and me, we fought and we've earned each other's respect. So maybe another match, maybe something else. We'll have to see.
Right, man. Well, I'd be all for it. I hope there's more than just one rematch. I hope there are many, many rematches with you and Covey. Because again, anyone watching that haven't seen it, you have IWTV. You got to go watch the Covey Crisis against Reverso, and that's when he still had the mask on too.
Yes, and
So
that's some of the best wrestling in the Maritimes, Zach Kaizen wrestling, for sure.
I said a few months ago, but it was last year, right? It was about a year
Yeah,
ago.
it was last year in September. Yeah, it was 1 year
So
ago.
yeah, so 1 year ago. So I'm sorry, I said a few months back. A
Absolutely.
year ago. At least I didn't call you a Piazza. Whoops, I shouldn't have said
Hey, he makes a lot more money than I do, so.
that. That's true. That's true. I'll have to edit that out. I don't want to insult anybody. But there are a few top Ontario talents right now in Impact Wrestling that's on their roster. Aiden Prince, Bapindu Gujjar. You know them very well. You know them very well. Now, do you watch them on TV and say to yourself, I'm the next person to get there. 2023, I'm getting Impact Wrestling.
I definitely use it as a motivator. They're so we all train at Can-Am together, so we're very familiar with each other. And I can't express the joy that I have in seeing them succeed, because not only is it seeing my friends succeed in an avenue that like I love and enjoy, but also it gives me hope that I have the ability to get there with them too. And there's other unfortunate circumstances. I'm not allowed to go into the States right now. So when that's done next year in August of 2023, then I'm really hoping that I'll be able to join them there. I don't see any reason why things would take longer, and I don't see any reason why issues could, make that draw out anymore. But I do feel like it's a motivator, and it does add to my focus. Like I definitely see that as a goal to try and follow along is be with my friends in Impact Wrestling.
Because you've had multiple appearances when they appear at St. Clair College, and you knocked it out of the park each and every time. That's why a lot of my subscribers, they remember you from those appearances. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. If Scott D'Amore says we want Reverso, but we want the mask, is the mask coming back or the mask's not coming back?
Oh, that's a tough
You don't
decision.
have to answer now. I'm just curious.
You know, I will.
I thought I'd throw that curveball at you, man.
I would say I'm gonna. I would at least give it time to contemplate it. I would at least give
Okay.
it time to contemplate it. And the only reason why I would think about it is because Rey Mysterio, he put it back on to go to WWE. So
Yep,
if the
that's true.
Godfather can do it, maybe it's open for. I don't have the popularity or anything of Rey Mysterio, so I'm not trying to compare. So anyone out there that's thinking, oh, Reversal's trying to call it, no, not even close.
Okay.
But the only thing I would consider, that would be one of the things that would make me consider, oh, well, if Scott's saying it's the only way that I'm getting in, but I don't see that happening. I hate to say it
Okay,
like that.
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I just see that eventually when the time is needed, and the time is going to be, if it's not, then it's not. Who knows?
Okay, fair enough.
It's kind of like a, you never know. It could be like maybe I get injured next year and I can't even, like life is, yeah.
You're not getting injured next year. That's not, we're not going to talk. Don't even mention. You're not getting injured next year. Yeah, I was just curious. I wanted to hear your answer on that because mask reversal versus like a Bandido or Rey Horus or Flamito would be a dynamite match. But that's why I was just thinking. I wonder if you put the mask back on if Scott D'Amore said you could come back, kid, but you got to wear the mask.
It was a really good question, really tough question, and one
Okay.
that, yeah, I don't even know I'd be able to answer Scott right away. So it'd be hard for me to give
Okay.
an answer
All
right
right, fair enough, fair enough. So
now.
what do you think you would add to the X Division? I'm not gonna say if, I'm gonna say when you get to Impact Wrestling in 2023.
See, that depends. Following that question there, if I'm going as Dan Reverso Paisano, I'm adding intensity to the X Division. I'm adding a hard-hitting, fast-paced style that is a merge of lucha wrestling, a merge of MMA wrestling, and a merge of like freestyle amateur wrestling. I have all of this in my background that I never really utilized, that now that I have the reins off, I can wrestle as me. I'm going to use all of it. And if I need to, I'm going to tap into that amateur wrestling to bring Mike Bailey down to the ground and make sure that he can't kick me. I would do anything I could. So I would be an adaptable and skilled wrestler, and I would be very intense.
Mike Bailey versus a reversal will be a terrific match. Have you ever faced Mike Bailey?
I haven't. I
Okay,
haven't. But
that's
it's
another
one
one.
I'm trying to get to. It's one I'm
Yeah,
definitely trying to get to.
that would be a great one as well. Off Impact Wrestling onto AEW. AEW is going to be in Toronto in October. I'm sure you know. I'm thinking a reversal AEW Dark appearance. What do you think? Is that a
Well,
possibility?
I don't know. I would not say, anything is possible and never say never kind of thing. But I don't know. It's not really on my radar of things. And I have a very busy month in October. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, oh well. It's not something like I'm not focused on a contract or I'm focused on a certain promotion. Right now, for me, my focus is just on improving me as an individual. And I feel like, and I've told many other people this before as like a metaphor, that if you just shine your own light, eventually the moths will come the brighter you get. So that's what I'm working on right now, is just shining my own light.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome, man. Because I was thinking, Sammy Guevara versus Reverso Man, 8 years
Oh,
ago.
that's
That
good.
would be a sick match, man. Now that you're the Barry Wrestling World Champion, are there any other titles that you have your eyes on? Like maybe the Seaway Valley Championship. I know Aiden Prince has a shot at that. Destiny Wrestling, any titles in there? So any other titles you got your eyes on?
Oh yeah. I mean, this is just a taste. I mean, I was never really focused on it before, but now that I have this under my belt, it's one of those things where maybe I need more. Like it's maybe if I can get the Kaizen Heavyweight Championship too. Maybe if I can get that Seaway Valley Heavyweight Championship. I mean, I got one, and I was always told young when I was younger that I was too small, that I was, not meant for it. But this just completely throws that out the window. So if I've gotten one, why can't I get two? Why can't I get three? Why can't I get more? So yeah, I definitely would say that it's for me, it's definitely a goal moving forward.
Oh, yeah, and people would really tell you that you're too short. I mean, you should say your answer should have always been, "Well, look at Rey Mysterio. He's that short. He's shorter than I am." I mean,
That's
that's not.
true.
I mean, look at Spike Dudley. Spike Dudley is short too, but they all made it. And
Yeah, well, Rey
that's
Mysterio is a good one because he was a heavyweight champion, but Spike Dudley was never a heavyweight champion. And that's the thing, is like I came from when I first started in 2004 and 2005. That's and it's persisted up until a long time, where size did matter. Even when Chris Jericho was the undisputed champion, there is they made jokes in the industry then that, oh, he's too small for that kind of thing. And I think he's got 4 inches on me. So it's one of those things that from when you're young, it's kind of drilled into your head. And even though it's not as much of a big deal now, because you do see smaller people getting more recognition and such like that, and you do see harder workers where that's paying off, their work is being shown in spades. So it's a hard thing to get over when it's been drilled into your head from a young age. But also now, as you see the fruits of your work sort of blossoming into this delicious fruit, then yeah, you can see it is possible.
that's a beautiful title, by the way. A beautiful title.
Thanks.
I wish I, yeah, I know you mentioned we could do the interview in person. Now I kind of regret not doing it in person. I want to put that title around my waist, man. But
Well, you'll get your chance. I got it for a little while. We'll see.
all
So,
right, all right. So do you have an opponent yet? Do you know who you're defending the title against? Your
I
first defense?
don't know just yet, but honestly, like I said, the first one in line is probably going to be Fuerza because he was the former champion, and you usually get a rematch there. So as soon as I get word from Sean about next month, about what's going to be happening here, as soon as I get word from the bookers of Barry Wrestling, I think we're going to be moving forward because yeah, this is something that I'm going to be defending and looking forward to defending.
All right, there you go. So, and I'm sure you're going to be holding that title for a very, very long time, very long time,
I hope.
until I take it from you. Until I take it from you. Just kidding. I'll tell you what. If I can't defeat you, I'll give you a free pair of safety shoes. How about that?
Done.
Okay, there
We'll
you
see
go. There you go.
that.
So, what are the things that you hope to have accomplished by the end of 2022? I'm sure being a champion, and you've accomplished that. But are there anything else that you hope to accomplish by the end of 2022?
I don't know. Jeez, honestly, I think seeing wrestling come back to Windsor. I really
Yeah.
want to try and push for. I know we had a Border City show, the Essex Fun
Yeah.
Fest, but it's. I want to see Border City come back to where it belongs. I think that I'm going to be putting a lot of my energy and focus into trying to see that happen to that end. I mean, for me personally, I feel that I've traveled around and I've worked hard, and this year has been tremendous. And to cap it off with this is just, it goes to show that the work that I've done has meant something to somebody. But also, I put in all this time and all this effort, and I've traveled all 4 hours plus as a minimum outside of Windsor to try and get this done. And now it's not happening. It's not happening here. So I feel like if we can bring wrestling back to Windsor, Ontario
Yeah.
again in a strong way like it was before, that's just going to benefit us. Me, Prince, Bhupinder, everybody.
Absolutely. And if you need help, man, I'll help you, man, because I really want Windsor to get wrestling back as well. I mean, if Scott D'Amore is busy with Impact Wrestling, he can let you run the show. Let someone else run the show. I mean, just get it back. I mean, it used to be monthly in Windsor, right? They used to have monthly shows.
Yeah, they would try and do at least 4 times a year kind of thing, you know. So hopefully we can return to that. I remember, you know, back when I was younger, the Excellence shows were just like a staple of Windsor entertainment, not just like in wrestling, but like in entertainment. It was a really big deal here. So I can't wait to see that return. I can't wait.
Me too, man. And hopefully Impact Wrestling will be back at St. Clair College, and I'm sure you'll be back. You'll be back for that as well. speaking of another show, actually, it seems like if there's a wrestling show in Ontario, I mentioned it when I did the introduction, you're on that show. If there's a show somewhere in Ontario, Reverso is on the show. That's going to be a great feeling that everybody wants to get you on their show.
It's definitely a good feeling, but like, it's another one of those things that points to my hard work has been paying off. Since losing the mask, I thought like people would lose interest with that, but I had to put a lot of effort into this this character. I had to put a lot of effort into reimagining where I was going to go, my direction and everything. And I feel that now, like, I didn't win this when I had the mask on. So I feel like now I am a better wrestler. I'm more approachable to all these different feds where it's something that they do want to bring me in, because I just have different dynamics. I have so much more available now. Like, whereas when I was a mask wrestler, maybe I was in a niche, or I was put into like a little pigeonhole or something like that. Or people thought, we'll just use this for here. But now that people want me for me, and they want to utilize me, and it's a good feeling that, you know, they feel that I can help their product.
And you're a tremendous talent, so it's well deserved, man. You deserve every bit of success that you're achieving right now, man. And there's a lot more success coming your way, trust me, man. Speaking of Ontario wrestling, there's another show that you're going to be a part of, Kem Valley Wrestling's third anniversary show, October 14th. You posted a graphic of the show, and you posted out the steel is real, pain is an illusion. Can you please explain that statement?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So first I'll show you. I don't know if anyone knows, but I got this tattoo done.
Okay.
So it's basically a script of things that I feel as a wrestler and as an individual. It pertains specifically to me, and it's a message that I always want to remember and tell myself. So that way, that's why I got it tattooed on myself. So I'll never forget it. And anytime I need to see it, it's going to be there forever. And one of the bottom lines that I have on there, being a professional wrestler, is pain is an illusion. Now, I feel that that's very intricate when it comes to being a wrestler, because as a fan, they feel like, oh, wrestling's fake. But now all the bumps and all the bruises and everything that we get in there, I can attest to. I mean, I have a cut on my chest from a match from last night, from right there. You know, the fans think that pain is an illusion, but we feel it in there. But in the end, it only lasts so long. You know, pain heals. What matters is the story. And the story that we're going to tell is going to be inside that steel cage on October 14th. And that steel is real. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to heal no matter how many times we've broken or bent it. It's always going to be in that shape. So I hope Brian's ready, because that intense character that I was talking about is going to be locked inside of a steel cage with him on October 14th.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's Brian Alvarez, right? Brian Alvarez?
Brian White.
Brian White. Okay, Brian White.
Sorry. Yeah, he's a politician in Sarnia, and he likes to wrestle, and he can't politic his way out of this one now. Now he's stuck in a cage with Dan Reverso Paisano, and Cody Deaner was there to save him last time. Okay. Cody Deaner was there to save Sheamus last time, his son. The cage is going to keep all that out. The cage is going to make sure it's just me and Brian White and the rage that I have. And as I told you, I got this Barry Wrestling Championship. That matches for the Great Lakes Championship, the inaugural Great Lakes Championship for Kem Valley Wrestling. Okay. I don't think I'm going to stop until I get that belt. So I hope Brian is ready, because one isn't just enough. I'm going to need another one and another one and another one.
You talk about the Kem Valley Heavyweight Championship?
No, they're bringing in a brand new belt. Championship is going to be Bhupinder and Cody Deaner. So Bhupinder Gujjar versus Cody Deaner in the same cage. Okay. So double main event, once for the heavyweight title, and as I said, the Great Lakes Championship. It's the inaugural Great Lakes Championship in Ontario. And I can think of no better thing to do after winning the Barrie Heavyweight Wrestling Championship than to be the first ever Great Lakes Wrestling Champion. So
why stop there? Just after you win that title, make the challenge to Gujar and challenge him for the Kim Valley heavyweight title.
Well, you know, he did interfere in my match to get that opportunity.
There you go.
So turnabout is fair play.
All right.
I will put that down right now.
All right. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it. So I think maybe I should drive up there for that show on October 14th. And
anyone that's within a 2-hour radius, at least, maybe even that 4-hour radius of Sarnia, I wouldn't miss it. It's going to be an amazing show.
Okay. I think I got to go now. I've already committed. I've just committed.
Cody, Bupinder, Sonny Kiss, Giselle Shaw, me and Brian. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
All right, man. All right, man. We got a few minutes left here. So I just want to ask two more questions. The U.S. has WWE, AEW. Japan has New Japan Pro Wrestling, All Japan Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling NOAH as national promotions. Mexico has Lucha Libre, AAA, CMLL. Do you think it's time for Canada to have a national promotion that runs shows from coast to coast and with a TV deal?
I would love for that to happen. I know that there's people that feel that they can achieve that. In professional wrestling, egos are a tremendous thing, and they're harder to overcome than many other things. I'm sure there's other issues in professional wrestling right now that people can feel that I'm talking about that are on a bigger stage. And that, on a smaller stage, happens very frequently as well. So, in the areas where those are able to happen in the United States, it's usually like one mind or one financial backer putting those things together. So until we get one person with that sort of capability and that interest, I don't know if it's going to happen in Canada, because the cooperation is something that it's hard at this level. And at that level, it gets even harder. So I would love to see it, but I think it's going to end up taking someone who's Canadian, really rich, and really loves wrestling.
I think Iceman could pull it off.
I think the Iceman
could pull it off.
It might be his destiny. Pardon the pun.
There you go. Might be his destiny. Last question, and then I'll let you plug anything you want to plug. Who do you think is the greatest wrestler ever to come out of Canada?
Greatest wrestler ever to come out of Canada?
Besides yourself, of course.
Well, Owen Hart was the first name that come to mind, for sure. So, but I'm gonna go a little bit more modern. I once tweeted a while ago about someone being our generation's Bret Hart, and I thought, if you haven't seen this individual wrestle, if you're not familiar with him on the indies, then I don't know where you've been living. But Josh Alexander, right now, might actually be the best wrestler to come out of Canada of all time. He's our generation's Bret Hart. He's got ability. He's got size, he's got character, he's got everything on every level. He's operating at a capacity that I don't think most people are even capable of. So I would definitely put him up there as, like, even an all-time for modern, all-time.
Yep, I had to figure that name was coming when you said that. Me, I still got to go Roddy Piper from Saskatchewan. Oh, yeah. Roddy Piper from Saskatchewan. That's my all-time favorite. So I'm going to stick with Rowdy Roddy Piper. But Josh Alexander is definitely top three. Definitely top three, without a doubt. And who knows, you might be challenging him for the Impact Wrestling World title soon enough. Adding it to your collection there. You've had great matches with him in the past, and I'm sure you're going to have great matches with him in the future. All right, so before we wrap this up, is there anything you want to plug? T-shirts, merchandise, shows coming up. I know we talked about a few, but anything you want to plug, plug away, man.
Oh, cool. I do have a couple, some T-shirt designs coming out and everything. That's something that hopefully will be available pretty soon. But actually, very soon, we're going to be working on something at the Can-Am Wrestling School. This is can't give out too many details, but we're going to be highlighting a graduate of the Can-Am Wrestling School, and it's going to be out there for everybody to see. It's a really big project. It's something that I have a lot of passion about, and like I said, I can't give out too many details. We're working on it all this week here, and it's a really, really big deal, and also coming up very, very soon. We don't have a date, but the Can-Am Wrestling School is going to be open very, very soon.
That's great news. Great news.
Right? So I'm super excited about that. If you are interested in being a pro wrestler, if you're familiar with any type of wrestling whatsoever, Can-Am Wrestling has had an influence somewhere in that wrestling. I mean, look at the names that have come out of that school. It's a murderer's row of just legends of the business.
Yeah.
So for the pandemic to shut us down for as long as it has, it's been a travesty. But until we're able to service our American and our Canadian students, then there's no reason for us to be open and operating. But that time is coming very, very soon for us to be able to work with both ends, and things are moving much more rapidly and quickly. And thankfully, the opening is on the horizon.
That's fantastic news. And hopefully after that, we'll get regular Border City Wrestling shows will return as well. And again, if you guys need help, I'm serious. Just let me know. I'm here in Windsor. I'll be happy to help do anything to get the shows rolling again. Hey, man, I want to thank you so much for joining me again today. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're incredibly talented, man. Don't let anybody say otherwise. You are freaking talented. You're going to get to Impact Wrestling 2023, August 2023. I think you said that you have to wait till, but you're definitely going to get there. You're going to hold that title for a while, many more titles in your future. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck, man.
Thank you, Lewis. Pleasure as always. I appreciate
it. Please come back. And we won't wait a couple of years this time. We'll do this more on a regular basis, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. And again, thank you so much for joining me, man.
Thanks, Lewis, man. Talk to you soon, brother.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.